Congratulations.
Thank you.
Was it just the Chad Barrett show?
Listen, we said there, you know, we've been, people keep criticising us for our away record and things like that. We keep saying it's going to be a season of first. We changed our philosophies a little bit coming into the game. Obviously, the lads had the weekend off last weekend, and it gave them a time to recharge their batteries. And I just felt tonight, you know, generally, I thought we passed the ball well. I thought we had a very, very good team shape, and we keep saying it's a team performance. And, you know, we keep saying to Chad Barrett, you know, he's had a lot of chances, and he gets some chances for working hard and getting about people. And you see tonight, he's put two of them away. The second one, you know, is a better finish than you think when he's one-on-one with the keeper, because he's missed a few of them. So, you know, it's not just down to Chad Barrett why we got the result. I think it was a terrific team performance. And even going in at half time, you know, we was disappointed to be 1-0 at half time because we felt we'd done enough to get ourselves in the lead, and we give a really soft goal away. But I thought the lads dug in there. You know, we defended well and we hit him on the counter, and listen, it was a terrific performance by the 11.
One guy I thought played really well was Nana tonight. I mean, the way he had a hand in a couple of the goals, had one on, and he got the one assist, and he didn't get an assist on the goal by Chad, but I gave him one because he flicked it off.
Well, it was funny, you know, I give Nana a bit of a rollicking at half-time because he was at fault for the goal that he gave away. And I don't often have a go at young kids, you know, at half-time, but he's one of them. He's in the team for a reason. He's in the team because he's a good player, and he's keeping, you know, good players out of the team. And I just said to him, I expect more from him. You know, even though he's a young kid, I expect a lot more from him. You know, he's playing centre-half ahead of Adrian, Marco Velez, and players like that. And I just said to him, you know, you're better than that. The lad shouldn't run you. You should be the first to turn. And he knows that. And the way to respond is exactly how he did second half. He's gone out there. He's had a hand in their goal. He was dominant. He was strong. He was on his front foot. And he didn't give the ball away. So, you know, not just him, you know, all of them, you know, Nicky along the back line talking to him. But at half time, you know, he knows he was at fault for the goal. And like I say, he put it right second half.
All through this first half of the season, this has been a team that's built character on certain games. Is there any certain thing that you saw specifically that you liked here tonight? And I know you mentioned the fact that you were even at the end of the first half, and I know when I looked at it, the fact that you found a way back from that, I mean,
Not really. We're just saying there, you know, we're building something here. It's not, we're not going for short success, you know, where you do well this season and then seasons along the line you don't. We're building something here that's going to last for years to come. We're getting a group of players that want to play for Toronto. We're getting a group of players that are hungry to play for Toronto Football Club. But we're getting a group of players that are technically gifted, good athletes, technically gifted, and want to work hard. And you see that again tonight, you know, away from home, to come away from home, score three goals, be dominant within the game. And listen, their keepers pulled off some great saves as well, by the way. You know, it could have been a lot more. So we're building something here. What we won't do is go out there now and think we've cracked it, we're top of the league, and we're going to run away with it. It doesn't work like that, because we know it can come back and bite us on the arse next week. So, you know, we've won the game, great. Move on to the next game now. We've got a lot of games coming up, and it's important now. If we play Houston at home, we must get something out of that game, and then we've reached our targets for those two games.
Do we just record the same question about Stephen Fry making save of the week, or what?
Their keeper might get it, you know. He might get it this week. He's made a great save for Marta Guevara when he's got in there, you know. I mean, Pablo Vitti's been outstanding for us tonight. You see him there, he's just playing behind the front man, and he's an exceptional talent. And we keep saying he doesn't come up with the goals. He's been outstanding for us tonight. You know, he got himself in great little holes. He caused them all sorts of problems, and he set Amado up, and their keeper's made, you know, a great save off Amado. Steph's in there to make them saves, and you see him again. You know, he comes up big for us again, and that's what he's in the team for, to make them saves, you know. And listen, he's a young kid. He's still working. He's still got loads to learn as well, and there's still loads that he can improve on as well. But listen, he comes up with the saves at the right time for us as well.
Are you biting your nails, or are you smirking and smiling when you see Adrian play these games he does, game in and game out?
Listen,
it's just a mess to play against.
It's funny, you know, we keep talking about it, and we say to Adrian, I get in early, not as early as Adrian. He's the first one in. He's always lying on the medical bed, but he's the first one in. And we talk to him there all the time, and I keep saying to him, listen, you've never trained this much. You've never played this much. And listen, he keeps saying it's all down to Paul Winsper. Well, Windy's got me this and Windy's got me that. I just think he's enjoying his football at the moment. And you see him again at, I think him and Nana had a little bit of a chuckle at half-time, and he said, Adrian, you're going to be knackered after the game. You've got to run up and down. So, you know, they've got that competitiveness. But listen, Adrian's enjoying his football at the moment, and I think if you're enjoying your football, you want to come in, you want to train, you want to play. And it's important we keep him fit, because as I said, you know, he's a big part of this team as well. But you've seen him there, you know, he play right back, centre back, left back, might even play in midfield at times. It's funny, you know, again with Marvell, he hasn't played a lot, so I was worried if he wouldn't get through the 90 minutes, but you see him there with his energy. Listen, Huckabee's a good player. I know Huckabee from England, you know, and he's a good player, but we knew athletically Marvell would be able to cope with him. And he gave him a few problems first half where he just dropped off and Marv wasn't quite getting there, but then once he got into the rhythm of the game, you know, he was outstanding. Even second half, you know, his possession at times when he's just popping the ball around. Listen, Marvell gives us so much going forward at times with his athleticism. You know, he's got in there, he's put a few crosses in at the right time, but defensively he was very, very solid as well, you know, and he's not going to turn and get runs, and that's an asset that we've missed with him not being there.
How much more balance out with Brennan on the left side of the midfield and Dwayne going at him a lot on the right?
We spoke about it, you know, and we've missed that left-sided player. And listen, Jimmy used to play, I think, left wing when he was younger, probably about 20 years ago. So I wanted that balance with a left footer there. And what I managed to do, and I keep saying it, I'm going to pick the best 11 players. And then I'll put them into a system. That was the best 11 players ready for this game. So if it means I've got the four centre-halves or whatever, they play along the back, and then I push Jimmy Brennan on. As it was, I thought we had decent balance with Jimmy playing there. You know, he got himself forward, he got himself back when he had to. But what Jimmy gives you, he's got that experience. He knows when to go and run forward, he knows when to tuck back in. And you just see there, you know, they found it tough to break us down. And in the end, they just started hitting a lot of long balls. But listen, Jimmy can play in a few positions. We brought him off at the end there because he's obviously on four bookings. We don't want him to get another booking. But listen, Jimmy will play left back, left midfield, or left of the three up top. Okay. Listen, we keep saying we take one game at a time. Every game's important for us. You know, it wasn't a case of we had to come here and get a result. We said, you know, we start the game with 1 point, and it's important that we don't lose that 1 point. And if we come away with three, then fantastic. All right, no problem.